Hello, everybody. It's Jenny, host and founder of The Coach Jenny. I'm honored to be here today to be your personal growth coach. I believe that each day that we can live with intention, laugh just a little more, and learn something new. So sit back, relax, and let's get started.
Hot Mess Express. We're going to talk about that today. Hot Mess Express. Sometimes we forget to chase our dreams. Why? Why? Why do you give up on your dreams? Is it because people don't believe in you? Is it because you don't believe in yourself? Is it because it's too hard? Is it because it costs money? Is it because you have to give up things to work hard? Well, you know what? You need to give yourself some permission to go after your dreams, to chase these dreams, because we as humans naturally have shiny syndrome. Was that shiny object syndrome? And we totally are like, I'm gonna do this. I wanna focus on this one thing, and then we'll dive into a project or a dream that we have, and we're like, oh, this is great, and we're working on it for like a month or a week or whatever, and then we're like, oh, this is too hard. Or, oh, like life gets in the way, or something happens and you just kind of table your dream, or I'll get back to it. And then we forget. We forget to do it. Why? Why do we do it? I officially give you, anoint you here. Anoint you. I think that's the word. To go after your dreams. To stop sitting there and wondering what it's like if I have this new life, if I have this wealth, or if I have this health, if I have this passion, this joy, this love. Go after it. You're the only one that can get it. It doesn't magically happen. Yes, there are times in the universe when we have to just release and stop pushing against the universe. I do have these moments when the universe gives me things and I'm just like, wow, I didn't expect that to happen. There are times in the day when I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. But on the other hand, we have to put in the effort. We have to go after our dreams. I quit my corporate job. I have given up going to family events. I have worked so hard, spending 20 hours a week in my office to make my coaching business thrive. I have given up so many things to have the life that I have now. Go after your dreams. Don't stop. Don't give up. Whatever your dreams are, it doesn't mean that you have to stop and give up everything. It means that you need to pivot just a little bit. You need to give yourself some time. And it's okay, because guess what? You're going to be the Hot Mess Express. It's going to happen. You're going to fail. You're going to struggle. You're going to be like, what the fuck did I do? It's going to happen. But that's part of the process. That means it's working. It's totally working. Believe me, there's times that I have walked up these stairs right here and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. There's that Instagram meme, reel or whatever, and be like, are we supposed to know what we're doing? Okay, good, because I don't. If you don't say that to yourself at least once a day, girl, there's something wrong with you. Like, enjoy it. Like, be the hot mess. My hair's a Hot Mess Express today. I don't know what's going on with it. Whatever. Show up. Show up every day. be present for yourself. When's the last time that you were present? Like, not like a gift present, like I'm a gift every day for everybody. But when are you present in the moment, realizing, like, listening to the birds, the music, the just being present in the moment? When is the last time that you were present? I have problems with that because I'm so like, get my planners out, get my notebooks out, do this, do my coaching, like schedule meetings, go to this, go to that. Like I got a 4-hour meeting today and then I have this and this and this and this. But am I present in the moment for these meetings, or am I just checking the shit off the box to get it done? This is something that I'm working on. As I'm working in my sisterhood, this month is all about wins, why nots, and what's up, what's new for 22. And it's really bringing up these emotions of like, I need to stop just checking shit off and being like, I'm done. Did I really enjoy the process? Did I really embrace what I was doing? Or did I just check it off to like get it done? A lot of it, I just checked it off to get it done. And I really didn't enjoy what I was doing. A lot of things for me is changing in 2022. Like how I'm running my sisterhood. Like super pumped. Like something new that I'm bringing into it is having these open office hours. Like super rad. 2 times a month I'm going to have open Zoom. I got open office hours. Anybody in my sisterhood can pop on, ask me any questions. It's like free coaching for the women. They don't need to pay for it. It is already part of the membership. Open office hours. You can ask me your questions. Love it. They can ask me about anything. They can ask me about what the topic of the month is. Our first open hours is coming up tomorrow. We're talking a little bit about how to save money. Girl, let me tell you the ways and the million apps that I have that I save money. Scanning my receipts, going here, clicking this, doing that, whatever I have on my browser. Like I'm this downloading this goodness to the ladies. Save your monies. But this is also part of my open hours. Like anybody in my group can come into this. Like if you want to join a sisterhood, you, girl, come in. Like the worth, the value, and what you learn in the sisterhood is absolutely amazing. Enough about that. If you are not chasing your dreams, you are missing out in life. Every year we take one trip around the sun. Every year we get a little older. Every year we get a little wiser. But if you are on that hamster wheel of death and you're just running through the motions, what are you doing? Are you enjoying this? Are you just living the life because you have to? Or are you really taking the bull by the horns and being like, bitch, I'm doing this? Like, I'm selfishly talking about the sisterhood right now. I cannot tell you how much transformation happens in this sisterhood. I have women who have like stood up to other members in their own community. When I say community, their own family, and be like, you need to do this. This isn't happening anymore. I'm like, holy shit. Like, where did that come from? And then I sit there and be like, I am teaching these skills. And sometimes like my little sassiness rubs off on these ladies. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm creating these monsters like I am. But you know what? They're not monsters like I am. We're just unapologetically empowered women. Like, welcome to it. And I love it. Unapologetically authentic. It is a mouthful, but it is worth it. To see these ladies and see what they're doing, sometimes it brings tears to my eyes because I am like, whoa. Just the transformation that has been happening in the last like 3, 6 months has been beautiful. Because it is people, women, who are taking this knowledge that they're learning and applying it to their everyday life because they are choosing to chase their dreams. They are choosing not to live this life anymore, this hamster wheel. They'll be like, I want to be more confident. I want to chase my dreams. I want to do this. I don't want to live this Netflix and chill anymore. I want to get shit done. That is a community that I am proud of. That is something that we all should be a part of. And if you do not have a community like that, find one. Find one that supports you. Find one that encourages you. Find one that pushes you. Because we all need to be pushed. I'm in communities that push me. It makes me feel uncomfortably, mentally, emotionally, financially, pushes me. I love it. Because that's what we need. 2022 is weeks, 1, 2, 3, almost 3 weeks away. Sorry, my calendar is right up on the wall. It is very close. You need to figure out what your action plan is, what your visions are, and how you're making this shit happen. Because 2022 is going to be here in like a second. And if you don't have your notebook, I got me a little Wonder Woman here. Get out your notebook, write your notes down, create your plan. And if you don't know how to create a plan, reach out. You can either do private coaching, jump into sisterhood. We are creating your future. Creating your future. Visualizing your goals. Focused. Focused. Absolutely creating your future. Love you all. Let's do this. And always remember, you are the author of your story. And if you don't like the book, close it.